Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cindy, Summer, and David, and Alan. But here's the star, Nan. It's Nan Cohen, Total Talk. How you doing?
I missed you.
Did you?
I did.
That's one person that actually missed me. I appreciate that.
Summer missed you.
Summer's the best.
Where were you?
Where was I?
Cindy really missed you.
Pull your microphone over there, Cindy.
Cindy, you forget what you're doing in here?
Listen,
oh, look, she's got
hey, before we do anything, you know, I love Summer, but his wife is here. This is the first time we have a chance to have her in studio. So just hello to Mrs. Obernauer.
It's Carol Obernauer.
Yes.
Yay. I'm glad he told us you were coming. We would have had some, you know, something better than that Starbucks that he brought you.
Hey, we're having breakfast afterwards.
At Costco?
No, that's lunch. That's lunch. I have my $1.79 for my hot dog.
You know, the truth of the matter is it's our anniversary, and guess where we're going? Costco. I'm sure he's a big spender over there. Why me lunch there?
Hey, before we go any further, we're going to talk about life insurance. I know your dad, love him very much. He's been around a few years. So when you get to be your dad's incredible age, should you still have a life insurance policy?
I mean, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you. I knew he'd be honest about that. Ninth decade.
I don't want him spending premium. That takes away from our inheritance. The same thing with pills, Rob. That's why he's on no pills. I mean, I don't want him spending money on that. He's going to be 95 next month.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he told us that we're going to Ruth Chris for his birthday that we're going to celebrate.
Nice. That's exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a big shout out to him.
No.
If
you could do it like on a weeknight where I could make it, I'd like to meet this man in person. I've heard so many good things about him. I really have.
So in other words, he just invited himself, so make it during the week.
Free dinner, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Change reservation to 13 instead of 12.
Wait a minute.
Who is this guy?
Notice he didn't say Costco. He said Ruth Chris. just so you caught that.
You got a busy hour.
Hey, we do. And I want to get started because we have missed you, Summer. I know you've been with us all summer, but, you know, kicking up into the home stretch here for the year. And this is the time you said to me, Nan, we got to get on. We got to talk about life insurance. We brought Cindy in, so I will be quiet. I'm going to let you go. Roll.
We're talking about planning today. And this really started, at our household, we decided that we needed to update some things. As I've shared on air before, Carol and I are going to be grandparents in about another 4 weeks or so.
Hey, congratulations.
And there's some decisions that you need to make with regard to estate planning that we needed to do. So when we were consulting with our attorney, you know, she gave us a form and a booklet to start to think about. And it brought up a lot of questions that, even though we're in this business, that we had never thought about or talked about. I mean, you know, shame on me. With regard to making our deaths easier on our kids, having the information that they need to let them know where we have our life insurance, where we have our investments, the combination to, you know, a safe or information for a safety deposit box, passwords on how to get our Facebook account, our Gmail account. You accumulate these miscellaneous credit cards over the years. And, okay, these all need to be closed. I mean, we don't know where some of them are, let alone our kids who are not in the state. So Cindy and I talked about this, and Cindy said, oh, that's interesting. I have a book that I've been using for many, many years. So we're going to talk about planning today is how this all started. And again, as we were doing a little bit of research, just as an aside, next time I talk to Alan, you know, we talk about planning all the time and being prepared for, you know, disasters and floods. Something we've never talked about was if that happens, as far as flooding in your house, you need a disaster plan for your pets.
Right. Correct.
And so I want to, next time we're with Alan, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get into that like later in the month. A little bit. Fine.
But anyway, so back to planning. Back to planning. You know, for us. And Cindy, I'm going to let you start and talk about some things that you generally talk about sometimes with the survivors, and not necessarily when we're thinking about how much and what types of insurance that you need.
Yes, I find that it's harder for whenever the male passes away first. And, you know, historically, men do have a shorter life than women. And it makes it very difficult for the woman, because, you know, a lot of times the man has been writing the bills out for years. And again, the woman has no idea the passwords or how to even begin, or how did he manage this and how did he do this? And it just makes it very, very difficult. So there's so many things that need to be unraveled to make sure that she can move on with life. You know, this investment, what was this? There's just so many things. And so I really try to reach out to those people whenever I'm delivering a death claim check, maybe for the husband. That's when I actually have that conversation with the woman to say, listen, I know you're in a tough situation emotionally, but I just want to make sure that you have somebody to lean on. I'd be more than happy when things kind of settle down. Let's talk about those things financially, of what you need to do, what decisions you need to make, how you write out a check, you know, how you balance your checkbook, all those kinds of things. That's what we need to go over. And you could just see the weight taken off of their shoulders whenever I just, you know, I kind of put my hand on theirs and just say, don't worry, I'm here for you. We'll figure it out together.
I mean, so that is after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
We've come up with a guide that talks a lot about more prior to the fact.
Yes.
If something happened to you, and I'm asking, I mean, do your kids know whether you want to be buried or cremated? Do they know what type of coffin you want, what type of service you want, who you want to leave any money to special organizations? These are all discussions that we want to try to be more proactive and have.
Very important. Because I'm in this business and because I carry this book around with me and give it out quite often, I do have my book completed.
Right, and we're gonna make that book available if they call the
yes.
Obenauer Insurance Agency. And again, everybody loves when I say this. So typically we want to say, contact the office, we'll get you out this book. It's fabulous. It covers everything.
Yep.
You can reach them at Obenauer Insurance Agency. It's Obenauer insuranceagency.com. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Before we do, though, we have a very special giveaway. Go right ahead.
You know what? I decided that since we were coming back for the season, Summer Obenauer, and I, Nan Cohen, Total Talk, we're going to give you some gift cards. So $25 is going out twice during the show, Dorothy's Candies. How about that?
That's nice. We'll take the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. If you have any questions about life insurance, these two are great at what they do. Love being in the studio listening to all this information. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Hey, congratulations to Dolores, winner of that gift certificate from Nan, and now back to her incredible guest. Of course, if you have any questions about life insurance, this is a perfect time to call us. All of our lines are open. Summer and Cindy would love to hear from you. Obenauer Insurance Agency, 866-391-1020. Nan?
And I know, Summer, when you're in the office, I mean, people, life insurance, as I said, this is the month for it. You're highlighted.
It is. This is National Life Insurance Month.
Right. So we know it's a highlight. You're getting the calls of the office. I mean, people still have questions. They see the TV ads. They hear the radio ads. You guys kind of put the reality into those pieces when, is this what I need? People always say, this is enough. Enough's enough. I have it. I'm good. I'm covered. Cindy's over there shaking her head. No. But this is what we think. So why don't you demystify some of this for us?
The largest thing that we can say to demystify is that we don't always use life insurance for taking care of survivors. There are other ways that you can use life insurance to protect yourself. And I'm going to just mention a few things that we'll have Cindy go into a little explanation of them. So, for example, you're opening up a business. If you have a partner that you are involved in the business with, and you have a buy-sell agreement, and what I'm talking about is if, heaven forbid, something would happen to one of you, the other person needs to be bought out. Cindy, can you go into a little bit of detail as to how you would use life insurance for a buy-sell agreement for somebody who has partners in business?
Absolutely. So let's say you're partner A, you have a partner B. So something happens to you, what is the plan? So you still owe $300,000 on the business. What's going to happen? What do you want done? You two need to talk to each other and figure out what you want to do if something happens to one of you and how you want that business to continue. What about, you know, who's, and life insurance would cover all of that. So those are the things. A buy sell is extremely important.
Cindy, for business, there's also something called key man insurance or key person that you fund with life insurance. Can you tell us about what that is and how that works?
Absolutely. I'll give you an example of that. Just recently, there was a customer that came to me. Her husband owned a wig store, and he had a key man. She worked there, and they worked partnered and did a lot of things together. Husband passes away. She relies on that income from the wig store. And so she needs a key man on the woman that's running it, because if something happens to her, the wife is going to be devastated because she has no income coming in. So we talked about, you know, getting some life insurance on her. If something happens, then the wife will have X amount of dollars coming through on a life insurance. So
something new that you have explained to me about is that payout now can come in a few different ways. Most people,
yes,
have traditionally believed that, you know, somebody passes away, they'll get a check. But now there is life insurance that can be paid out monthly,
yes,
instead of lump sum. What's the reason for that?
The reason that we came up with that is because what happens is when somebody gets a lump sum from a life insurance, typically, those funds are gone between 2 to 3 years. Funds are gone.
That seems so unbelievable.
And yes, and that is really scary, because if you have, you know, a young mom with 2 or 3 kids, and those funds are gone, and they were meant to last for 10 years or more, so this is really good. We have. It's called a monthly income term. What happens is that you can actually receive a lump sum, a stated amount, usually $10,000, $15,000, enough for the funeral, and then you receive a monthly check, a paycheck to replace, you know, the husband that had passed. And that is a really great piece, because that kind of just gives them what they need, and it's not gone in 3 years. It can go much longer.
But in the case like you're just representing right now, I mean, you guys have sat down with this person, and they understand that this is the lump sum, and this, mm-hmm, is really where it's going to carry you, mm-hmm, to and from. Mm-hmm. And I think that we underestimate that as just us being ourselves.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Something that people ask all the time, you mentioned funeral, $10,000 or $15,000 for the funeral. Mm-hmm. How many people might not have that available to them when something tragic like this happens? You hear news reports that many people are living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. They can't afford a $400 automobile repair. And now you're talking about they need $10,000 or $15,000 to bury somebody. If they have life insurance, how does that work? That they want to use some of the proceeds for the funeral expenses. Is that even possible?
Yes, that's possible. Absolutely. So sometimes your check is not received from the life insurance company, you know, the day that you pass, or the next day. So what we can do is actually connect with the funeral home, and we can make sure that we do a collateral assignment, and we can, they know that when the check comes in, they'll be.
Can I ask real quick, is the money you get from your life insurance tax-free?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's where the services, though, that you provide, you would work with the funeral home to let them know that there is money.
I'll verify that they do have a policy with us, and we'll make sure, and we'll actually tell home office that we could cut a check directly to the funeral home, and then the leftover will be sent as a check to the beneficiary.
Just to clarify Rob's question, when you said it's tax-free, is that if I would leave money to my spouse, or is that any money that I leave to anybody that's tax-free?
Any money, it's always tax-free. The death benefit is always tax-free.
And we've had some comments that came in from a couple of the shows over the summer, and the biggest point I want to pick up on the other side is ages and stages. What you needed in your 20s and 30s is not what you need in your 40s, 50s, yes, and 60s. So I want to pick that up. You can find Summer Obernauer at 412-489-6443. That's 412-489-6443.
All right, listen, here's what's happening as far as the rest of today is concerned. Right after we get done with this program in the 8 o'clock hour, because of the Pirate game this afternoon, the Bucks taking on Chicago at Wrigley, Pitt, Penn State, and 93.7 The Fan. It is the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. Today, Joe Messina will be here. He, of course, from Messy Holistics. And also joining us, Jamie Durley. He is from Nutritional Frontiers. We're going to get you set for the big Weiner Wellness Week that's happening in the Fall Fiesta on September the 28th through October the 5th. Then at 9 o'clock, MediConnect Senior Zone, open enrollment, Medicare, October 15th. Brian Breisinger is going to be here. Lots to get to. They're also going to be a part of our Ask the Expert Day, Wednesday, September 25th from 7 in the morning until 6 at night at KDK Radio. The guys from True Value come your way at 10. Then at 11 o'clock, AAA Central Talking Travel. And then Dr. Richard Rafferty, helping people not have to go through back surgery at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, wraps up our day today in the noon hour. Stay with us. More to come. It is Nan Cohen Total Talk, KDK Radio. Hey, guess who's back with Nan Cohen right now, joining us live?
Alan Kaplan. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm here.
I hear that. You're up and awake.
I am.
It's good. What's going on? I told him you might want to talk about a few things.
We didn't really fade away. We're still around, and we're going to pop up again. So we are in the process of relocating the business, relocating the store.
Yeah, well, everybody's been asking, and we want to tell you that he left the Pittsburgh Mills Mall.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Mills was just not the place to be anymore like we thought it was going to be, and so we just got to find a new place. And so we're working on that, and we're really, really close, and it's going to be somewhere in the North Hills, not too far up the road off of 28.
It's funny, I was so close to telling everybody, we're going to keep you in suspense, we wanted to announce it today, but we just don't want to do anything.
Yeah, it's not 100% done yet, but it's really close.
So we're excited. And, hey, there's going to be some new exciting things coming out in the new store, and we just wanted to make sure. We wanted to hear your voice.
We'll have a similar look, but it'll be totally different.
Summer wanted to hear your voice.
Hey, well, I miss him, too.
He's got something he's ready to talk on some show with you about. It was earlier you hit him up for this.
No, we were just talking about being prepared, and I read an article earlier this week about for flood preparedness, or if you need to evacuate your home, to be sure you have a plan for your pets that I want to share with you.
So when we get you back here in the studio, we're going to open up that discussion.
Yeah, it'll be before the holidays, and we'll be back.
Yeah, I have him slated. He's going to be back live full time with us back in the year in October.
Okay, so we got you covered.
We got you covered, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Everybody wants to hear from you. They were asking where you're at, and you know what? I always say one door closes, a new one opens.
How do you feel, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I feel great. Yeah. A little bored sometimes because I'm not at the shop every day like I was. But beyond that, I'm good. I'm getting a lot of things done around the house.
Your eye is better?
Oh, yeah. I'm all health-wise, I'm good.
Good.
He's coming, brand spanking new.
My neighbor's dog actually was asking where he was. I said, Rocky, pit boy, said, "Look, Rocky, I'm just trying to get through the day."
They're missing you, Alan. They're missing you, but
you'll stay. But we're around. We're definitely around.
Yeah, you'll stay in here. We're gonna go through the construction phase, and like I said, it's within reach right now. So we're excited for you.
Yeah, really, really, really within reach.
All right, buddy. Well, you take it easy. We'll have you back in. Checking in on us, and maybe we'll come and do a video. Now's the time we should do a video with him, huh? He's got some time now. Well, Rob's shaking his head.
I could do whatever, how many videos you want.
All right, and he's still on Facebook, so keep up there, and we're going to be posting up some announcements on there as well. So
Absolutely, take
it easy, buddy. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, hey, you guys take care. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
One of the best people around.
Oh, I know. He's just going stir crazy.
He's worked his whole life.
Well, since he was a kid, you know, the way it worked up there, and he wasn't exactly thrilled.
It's all changing the way people shop.
It is. So he's got the new location just under wraps, and hopefully we'll announce it in the next show. And back to you, Summer. I wanted to hit up on the facts of the ages and stages, and Cindy's shaking her head because there's more to it than just my line of ages and stages. So can you?
Sure. So, with that and where we left off about the funeral, how do you differentiate with the type of insurance and the length of coverage, the amount they need based on somebody's age? So somebody who's just starting out, like our kids who are 25, mm-hmm. versus somebody who is switching careers. You know, I mean, with unemployment at 3%, people are moving around a lot of times. What do those people need to do to somebody who is in the prime of their career between 45 and 50 than somebody who at 52, 53? Now, I'm starting to think about something called, I'm not sure of the term, but retirement or something. I'm not familiar. I've heard about this concept. So you meet somebody, how do you begin the process.
Okay. So let's kind of use an example of, you know, I get a couple in my office. They're 25 years old, just getting married. They got married. She's pregnant. First child coming along. Most times at that stage in your life, they just bought a home. They owe a couple $100,000 on their home. They have some college debt they have to take care of, and we all know that's very high. And then they also have some credit cards that they need to take care of. So she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, so they're only going to have one income. So what I'm going to do is a needs analysis and look and say, okay, something happens to you, John. What do you want taken care of upon your death? You know, and I want my family to stay in the house. Okay, so let's pay off the house. How much do you owe in the home? Okay, how much do we owe in college debt? How much do we owe on the credit card debt? And then we kind of talk about income replacement. We were just talking about that on the break. That income replacement is pretty huge. She's a stay-at-home mom. Something happens to him. Let's say he's a doctor. He's bringing in X amount of dollars. Something happens to him. That income's not going to come in anymore. So even though everything's taken care of, the house is paid off, all those things are taken care of, but what about the day-to-day things? What about the utilities? What about the things that children needs? All those different things. So we usually need a large amount of life insurance at that point, probably somewhere between $500,000 to $750,000. So that is going to be a situation that all the kids are going to be dependent on all this. So we need a lot of insurance, and the term insurance is much lower in cost, but it's not the entire plan. At some point, you're going to want to switch over to a permanent policy. So that's when we want to evaluate it 20, 25 years later, when the kids are now independent, the house is paid off, the school loans are paid off, then that's when we want to take a look at everything again and say, okay, where are we? Where do we stand at this point? And maybe, you know, at 55 years of age, when we review that, maybe they only need $100,000. Okay, so we'll lower that to $100,000. Again, no exam will be required again. So if health were to change at any given point with our policy, you don't worry about it. You're guaranteed whatever you were health-wise at the age of 25, you're still going to get the same rating when you're 55.
So when we come back from break, I want to just ask you a question. You talked about review.
Yes.
I know we review auto and home insurance every year. I want to talk to you about reviewing your life insurance, because you talked about different needs. How do you determine when you need to review your life insurance?
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Nan.
Rob's putting his, time to take a break. So
Didn't mean to wake you, Nan.
He was giving me that. Okay, I was just going to say, we're going to do a second giveaway.
We are, right now. Tell him what we're doing.
I feel like doing another one.
Yeah, doing what, though?
I'm going to give him a $25 gift card to Dorothy's Candies from Summer Open Hour and Nan Cohen Total Talk.
If you're the 10th caller at 4, you like saying that, don't you? Total Talk.
That's all I do all day. you cover everything.
10th caller, 412-922-1020. We'll be back. Hey, congratulations to John of Gibsonia, winner of our gift certificate, courtesy of Summer and Nan. Let's get back to Nan with some good information, and we'll wrap up our hour on life insurance with Open Hour Insurance.
So this week, I was talking to Summer, and he said to me, he goes, Nan, you know, we've put together this book that we have, and it's all of the questions that, you know, you want to say, and I know we were in jest and talking about it earlier in the week, Summer, but, you know, it's like, I'm dead, now what? And I turned it around in that conversation. I said, I'm living, now what? And I wanted to finish it off. And Summer's like, I have this book. And I'm telling you, take the opportunity, call his office. I'm going to give you the number. This book is very educational. It makes you think. It makes you answer the questions that you're going to need when you're talking life insurance, when you're talking, you know, from any form of an insurance policy level. This book is your guide. And he's now making it available for you. So give the office a call at 412-489-6443. There's no charge for it, correct, Summer?
There's no charge for it.
He will be happy to get it out to you. I'm thinking everybody should have this piece for yourself now. Don't worry about when you're gone. At least you know when you're gone, you did what you needed to do while you were alive. That's
412-489-6443. 412-489-6443.
Again, it's 412-489-6443. That's ObenauerInsuranceAgency.com, OBERNAUER, InsuranceAgency.com. Do yourself a favor, Summer. Thank you for making this and providing this for all the listeners that are out there.
You have a quick
announcement you want to take care of right there.
Sure. So while we mentioned this is National Life Insurance Month, next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we are partnering with the Center for Victims in on the South Side, and they're an organization that deals with women who have been victims and are going through domestic violence issues, and there is a huge need in the community for professional clothing. These women literally, in many instances, leave the house with the clothes on their back, and now they need to go to court, they need to go to interviews, they need to begin their lives again, and we are collecting professional clothing, so we're not talking jeans and flip-flops, we're talking, in addition to clothing, we're talking shoes, purses, even for kids' clothing, they need school uniforms. And you can drop them off at our office, or this is actually in conjunction with the foundation, with the Allstate Foundation. And in the middle of October, we're going to go down there and sort clothes and present a check to the Center for Victims for the excellent work that they've done. So for all our listeners who have clothes in their closets that they know they're going to fit into, but they never have, and have clothing in size 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, you know, whatever it is that they're not using
12,
anymore.
12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24.
Whatever.
Women always have multiple sizes, yes, in their closet.
we can put them to good use. And if you call the office, We'll be more than glad to give you information about it, but it is a wonderful cause. And the Center for Victims, I've been doing some work with them for the last few years, and they are an amazing organization and one of the reasons why Pittsburgh works.
And I'm gonna make some donations. I got stuff that I'm not wearing, and let's put it to
your stuff. I will pick up at your house.
Well, thank you. As he's talking, I'm reading over this book. I want to make sure that everybody does know that they should check this out and call his office. It's an amazing packet of information. So again, 412-489-6443. I'm going to let you, Cindy, finish it up for us.
So just we left off at reviews, and that'd be a great thing to end with.
Yep.
So I mentioned about what we do with property and casualty reviews, how often we review them. What determines in the life insurance end of the protection, how often do you review a policy with one of your clients?
I like to review every other year. You know, things change. You know, sometimes, you know, maybe the couple are divorced. What about beneficiaries? A lot of people tend to forget, geez, I forgot to change my beneficiary. I have my ex-husband on as a beneficiary. I'm now remarried. So there's a lot of different things that we want to take a look at. You know, maybe the death benefit is different. Maybe they got a huge inheritance for $400,000 and they've paid things off. Maybe they don't need that $500,000 anymore. There's a lot of different things that we want to take a look at. Contact information, emails, you know, there's a lot of times I need to reach out to them for multiple different.
Yeah, something that you and I have talked about, and one thing that we're discussing in our house is when you're leaving money to your kids, what age do you want to give them this lump sum of money? Is 21 proper? Is 18 proper? Is 25 proper? Should they have provisions for education or medical? That's an entire discussion that you have with your clients.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we love what you do. You stay in contact with all of your clients. Nobody does it better than you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. We love having you here. Your education is just incredible. That you always on it for us. Again, Summer Open Hour, the Open Hour Insurance Agency, 412-489-6443. Call. Go ahead, get that booklet, and let's talk about it. Maybe we'll get a couple listeners that pick up the book, and let's see how it educated them.
Perfect.
I love that.
And we're coming back in a few weeks.
He's hearing a lot from Summer, so he'll be right back with us.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Great job today, guys. Stay with us. News at 8 with Melinda Roeder, and then an early edition of Get Well Naturally.